Welcome into Women Who Lead. I'm Ann Thomas, and we kick off today's show with Megan Spanitz. She is the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Strategy Officer for the Detroit Regional Chamber, and she is one of our 2025 Women Who Lead honorees. Megan, welcome to Women Who Lead, and congratulations.
Thank you, Ann. I'm very honored to be part of this cohort of women.
Oh, it's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your career, when you started at the Chamber, and you know how you got involved.
So I started at the Chamber in 1999. It was my first real job out of college. I went to school for journalism, but wasn't exactly sure that I wanted to be a reporter. And the position at the Chamber was writing newsletters that we published in black and white and mailed. And what I found quickly is that nobody wanted to work with me on content, that our process was out of date, and, you know, email marketing was becoming more current with the times. And we had a graphic design department that you would say, I want a red sign, and they'd make you a red sign. And so I started talking about integrating kind of our marketing and communication strategy. And that was kind of the first big change underway that, you know, I was able to speak up and take on new things, and then evolved to, over time, working in the membership area, recruiting members, retaining members, recruiting sponsors. And that was exciting and different. And so then at that moment in time, I had marketing and communications and what we call today resource development, which now also includes fundraising for our foundation, and working really closely with Sandy on the vision for the Chamber's future to make sure that we remain relevant and compelling. And then last summer, one of my mentors, Tammy Conrick, retired. She was our chief operating officer for over 15 years, and I assumed that title and role as well.
Megan, what a great story. You started at the Chamber writing newsletters, and now you're the chief operating officer. That's pretty cool.
I'm very grateful for all the opportunities the Chamber's provided me. It's a great place to work, and I truly believe in the mission of the organization, and I love the people.
Another thing that you've been a part of for a very long time is planning and executing the Mackinac Policy Conference. Talk a little bit about that. That's a big job.
It is, and it's one of the most exciting things that the Chamber, we view ourselves as the caretakers of this event, the stewards of this event for the state of Michigan. So it's a statewide event of about 1,500 business leaders, government leaders, civic leaders that travel, and media, that travel to Mackinac Island for a three-day convening of to discuss the state's most pressing issues. We have a chair each year. This year it's Bob Riney, the CEO of Henry Ford Health. The chair convenes a CEO committee that guide the shaping of the agenda to make sure that the content appeals to the predominantly the business community. They attend to connect with government leaders, to connect with each other. It's a really exciting project to work on. There's years that we've gotten national media attention for the discussions that take place. There's, we know that there's a lot of discussions of leaders that, you know, solve problems, come back and work on the bankruptcy of Detroit. And so it's an all hands on deck kind of experience for the Chamber team. We'll have Sandy Brewer, our CEO, stuffing bags. You know, everybody takes a lot of pride in the execution to make sure it's best in class.
This is such an interesting job because you're involved in some of the biggest policy decisions in the state of Michigan. Can you talk about how exciting that is and how fun it must be to kind of have the inside scoop on what's going on in the state?
It's exciting. I mean, we believe that we're the voice of business, that we are here to serve our members. And so we listen to our members and we advocate for them based on what they tell us their concerns are, whether it's, you know, regional transit, talent, pro-business policy. And we like to win. We like to be able to say we did this for you because that's why we exist. We exist for our businesses, and we want to make sure that we're doing the job they expect us to do because they're the ones investing in our organization. We like to convene conversations with people, whether it's a CEO or a government leader, to make sure that we can share the pulse of what's going on in the state when people aren't in those rooms.
We're talking to Megan Spanitz. She is the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Strategy Officer for the Detroit Regional Chamber. She's also one of our 2025 Women Who Lead honorees. And Megan, as you point out, you've been heavily involved in membership growth for the Detroit Regional Chamber over the years. Kind of explain to us why it's worth being a member of the Detroit Regional Chamber.
So our membership is pretty diverse. We have large corporate businesses, and they join predominantly to be engaged in our public policy and advocacy efforts. And we have small businesses that are predominantly service providers that want to do business outside of their zip code. So whether it's a public relations agency in Farmington Hills that wants to do business with companies in the city, they know that we can bring those connections together. A lot of our businesses join because they want to participate in programs like the Mackinac Policy Conference. We have an engagement team that works directly with every single member of the chamber to make sure that they're connected, whether it's to someone on our team, if they want to have a conversation about, you know, talent. We have a workforce and talent team, and we make sure that we can answer their questions and, you know, do introductions and give them value for what their investment they make in us.
When you were a student at Western Michigan University, Megan, did you ever think you'd be doing something like this?
No, I actually didn't. And sometimes it's like I want to pinch myself because working at the chamber has been a dream job. And I'm just never would have guessed that in July of 1999, I'd send a resume in to write newsletters and be here today, really making a difference.
You've got a great story. What kind of advice would you give to young men and women who are, you know, kind of out there searching? They don't know what they want to do, but they know they want to be involved in the community and have a great job.
I think that while you might not know what you want to do, you know what your passion is. You know, I was always very interested in politics. And so the chamber, you know, when that crossed my path, it kind of blended my desire to work in the communications industry with the business politics lens. It was the perfect cross sector of what I'm interested as on a personal basis. And so I think that the people that can stay in a role or at an organization for 25 years, it is because you really found the cross section that keeps you curious. You know, you're passionate about your work every day. And so you've got to, I guess, understand what can keep you interested and curious when you're looking for the right long-term role. And I think, you know, the advice that I give a lot of employees or things that women have shared with me, I think one that has stuck the most is when you get to that place, you need to show up. You need to, you know, ask questions and learn and raise your hand and, you know, engage with your day-to-day people, but also people in other departments. And I really think every day that I come to the office or I'm engaged in chamber, I'm showing up as my best self.
And have you had a lot of mentors along the way? I suspect that you probably have. And do you believe in mentorship?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for women at the chamber, members of our board that have encouraged me, helped me think through challenges, and also presented great opportunities.
Now, as the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Strategy Officer for the Detroit Regional Chamber, Megan Spanitz, what are some of the goals that you can share with us moving forward? Do you have big plans you can tell us about?
Oh, we always have big plans. So, I mean, right now, the chamber also operates Mish Auto, which is an automotive and mobility association for the entire state of Michigan.
Yes.
And making sure that, you know, that everyone understands how critical the industry is. That's a very big focus, supporting the industry as they transition, whether it's ICE to EV, whether it's managing through the tumultuous tariff situation. And so really serving that community and making sure that we're relevant and keeping up on those trends and sharing information, that's one. I would say the other is the Mackinac Policy Conference. It's a crown jewel for the state, and we need to constantly be reinventing it to make sure that it's serving the state as we transition to new leadership, both in the city of Detroit and eventually a new governor. You know, how do we engage these new leaders? And then preparing for the future, you know, the younger generation being relevant, whether it's our Leadership Detroit program, to make sure that the future leaders in the region know that the chamber exists and why we're here and how we can help their business.
You know, the other event, Megan, that I think is important that you play a big role in is the Detroit Policy Conference that kicks off in January, kind of kicks off the year. I like that event, too. I think that's important. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm really excited this year. Our theme is a new era of leadership, and what that means is obviously Detroit will have a new mayor. There's a number of new CEOs that we've confirmed for the agenda, Joy Harris from DTE, Jared Fleischer from Bedrock. We are also moving, which is exciting. We've been great partners with the Motor City Casino Hotel for over a decade, but we are moving to the Hudson's department. So it's going to look a little different this year because the space is different and our team has been really excited to reinvent that experience for our guests. Registration is open on our website. The event is Detroit Policy Conference is January 29th.
Oh, thank you very much. Megan Spann, it's Chief Operating Officer and Chief Strategy Officer for the Detroit Regional Chamber. Congratulations on being one of our 2025 Women Who Lead honorees. Very well deserved, Megan.
Thank you so much, Anne. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Coming up next on Women Who Lead, we're going to check in with Tony Michaels to talk about America's Thanksgiving Parade. The parade company has announced an extraordinary lineup of stars and icons that will be part of this year's event presented by Gardner White. Stay tuned. We'll have the details next.